And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our show Between the Walls, because we are dedicated podcasters. We're dedicated podcasters, and just because it's between Christmas and New Year doesn't mean that we don't make Punky. Also, there was too much good music to play this week, and in previous years, Tony, I know we have called this the Between the Wars special.
Yeah.
But this year we're not.
Oh.
And I'll explain why when we're a couple of songs in.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We have got a word of the week from Jeff Ugly Shoes, which I'll be telling you about later on the show. But let's kick off the show with Kickback UK. That's Kickback UK, Tony, and don't call us, open brackets, we won't call you either, close brackets. What a great title for a song.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, what I want to know is, what is Kickback UK's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/KickbackUK.
No, MySpace.com/ThisIsKickback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Neal. That has come from That's Not Skanking Records. Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm loving the TNS. The first half of this show is all from That's Not Skanking this week. No news on whether I can do Strummer Camp yet. I still have to make a decision because of various other factors.
Right,
that doesn't
okay.
make a lot of sense, but I know. Hopefully I will be able to compare Strummer Camp, and thank you very much for the offer. I am trying to find a way around it. And that is from the Kickback UK album, Persevering with Positivity, which I would probably call a mini album because there's only 7 tracks on it. It's fucking good, though. And as I say, the whole of the first half of the show is That's Not Skanking, who I know we've probably given more than their fair share of airtime this year, but I think most of you out there in punky radio land will agree it's worth it because the music's fucking good. Now, Tate, you're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us at the moment. Thanks very much for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Okay.
I know that we'll be talking about what we did over Christmas and our plans for New Year.
Yeah.
But what I thought you'd be interested in, now, this isn't controversial, I don't think, but I did rather want to say that we don't have a listener of the year, do we, as a rule?
Never have done, no.
But if we did, I reckon Eric Arlov of Trondheim, Norway, the imaginary male nurse,
yeah,
would be right up there.
I'd say so.
Top five, definitely top five.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Armbarant was in there for all of her work last week, for example, and various people, Josh and Sharpie and a few people whose names escape me now, what with me getting old, because I'm now less than 2 months from being 30-10. I'm sure they wouldn't mind when I said that I thought I'd dedicate this little section of the show to Eric Arlov, because it's New Year, isn't it, in a few days' time.
Yeah.
But I don't reckon you know a lot, Mr. Tony, about the Norwegian New Year.
You'd be right.
I would be right. I reckon you know less about this than GoDaddy. Right? Right. Now, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know a lot about it either.
Okay.
So I did a bit of research, and I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the Norwegian New Year. New Year's Eve in Norway, Tony, is pretty traditional. The evening sees a customary Norwegian meal in many households, lutefisk, though losing its popularity, is still a delicacy taken on this day. It is raw, dried codfish treated with caustic soda to make it palatable. The conventional lutefisk meal is complete with mashed green peas, bacon, mustard and boiled potatoes. The young and the old alike meet in places like hotels and discotheques to have a good time. Private parties also see an en masse turnout. God, you don't want it en masse at a private party. Fucking hell. You'll be climbing out the windows. With dancing, music and heavy drinking. Possibly my two favourite words in this whole thing. Norway is famous for the firework display. As midnight approaches, it is difficult to see any person in the house, as everybody go outdoors to witness the fireworks. This has been nicked off the net, so it's a translation. The variety of fireworks is mind-boggling. The sky is lit up with 1,000 colours. The toasting of the New Year starts the moment the clock turns 12 and wishing the family, friends and neighbours start. But Tony, what I want to ask you is, what is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in Norwegian?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Well, you might be thinking it was Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. But it's not, Tony. It's God Jul or Godt Nyttår.
Ah.
God Jul or Godt Nyttår. Yeah, I've been learning it. And on the basis that it is a God Jul or Godt Nyttår, I thought I'd do the second section of this in a ridiculous Norwegian accent. People in Norway like to enjoy New Year in private parties rather than venturing the clubs and bars. These places see fewer footfalls on New Year's Eve. Traditional food is savoured by the Norwegians on New Year's Eve. It is a custom to cook pork or lamb. Pork symbolises abundance of food resources in the New Year's Kublu. New Year's Eve meal comprised of turkey delicacies. On New Year's Eve, kids of Norway visit their homes in the neighbourhood and get candy for singing or performing something. I find that rather disturbing.
Yeah.
They're just performing something. We don't know what. It could be oral. This New Year tradition in Norway is like Halloween to a certain extent and is called Nyttårsbok. That's Mittar's book. In some places in Norway, the elders dress up and pay a visit to other people's homes. In turn, they are treated with drinks. This in itself is freaking me out, Tane, right? Whereas on Halloween over here, right, all the little kids go out, all the little chavs go out trying to nick money. Over there, they send out the old people in the middle of winter. One of the significant New Year traditions in Norway is preparing a rice pudding and hiding an almond within it. Rice pudding is a symbolic food eaten during New Year in Norway. It is a sweet food which symbolises sweet year ahead. Norwegians believe that the person who gets the hidden almond in his serving of rice pudding, rice pudding, is indeed lucky. In the New Year, that's the New Year, he is sure to get a lot of wealth and fortune. There you go, Tane. Everything you need to know about a Norwegian New Year.
Sounds good.
Godjul or Godnitar?
Godjul.
Well done. You've learned Happy Christmas. Godjul. Oh, by the way, Tane, while I'm here, I would like to say to Steph, Vreulike Weihnachten und Vreulike Geburtstag, meine kleine Freundin. Yes. Right. Now, you'll notice there's no MySpace this week because none of you do anything over Christmas, so we haven't got any. But do please send your MySpace comments, myspace.com/punkyradio. Particularly interested to hear from our man Eric to find out how my accent was there. Time for song two, Tony. Now, this is also from, that's not Skanking, but this is from something else. Now, this is from a split album, which is, if I get the thing on the right fucking page, which is called TNS 008, features three bands: Sense of Urgency, Standout Riot and A War Against Sound. And guess who the next three songs are by? Sense of Urgency, Standout Riot and A War Against Sound. Excellent. Now, you might think these bands have good names. I'll tell you what, they've got some great titles for the songs. What I want to know is, what is Sense of Urgency's MySpace page?
myspace.com/senseofurgency.
It is. Hey. It's Tony One, Paulie being the Internet One, and this is The Night We Exploded. Tony, Sense of Urgency, this show rocks.
Yes.
There's a lot of ska punk on this show, certainly in the first half, but trust me, fair listener, you're going to love it. Now, there was something I was going to say to you just then, and I've completely forgotten. You are right now listening to Planet Smashers, thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. What was I going to say to you? Oh, it doesn't matter. I would like to know is, have you got any podcast only comments?
I do. Thank you all for your votes and comments so far this year. It's the new year in a couple of days, so probably best to hold off your votes now until the 1st of January, which is Friday, I think. So please do vote for us from Friday. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment wishing us a happy new year. And we'll read them out. Thank you very much for all your comments this year and votes. And here are the top five for this week. Here's a vote for Punky coming from Santa Cruz, California, home of the Chop Tops.
Oh, Tony, it's a shame it's not from Santa Claus.
True. We'd be having a nice rest in California after his busy day.
Yeah, bless him. Oh.
Home of the Chop Tops from Woody B3.
Go, Woody B3! Yeah.
Good taste. A nice mix of lively chat and good new songs from the Concrete Gods. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to the Concrete Gods, and I am hoping to get down to Canning Town to see you one of these days.
Another monthly vote for Paulie and Tony. Whenever Punky can get a vote from someone who does the Sounds of Ambience podcast, you know that you must be doing something right. That's an Eclectic Mix.
Thank you very much, Eclectic Mix. And yes, whereas It's a Frog's Life is the antidote to Punky, mm-hmm. I would say that the Sounds of Ambience is something you want to have in the background when you're getting fucking mashed.
Sounds good. Punky is just too cool. Greetings, Punky, from the recently flooded wasteland that is the north of England. Never get tired of jokes about cockermouth, although up here it's pronounced cockermuff. Lots of love, Tom Baldy. Thank you very much.
Tom Baldy. And Tom, we are sorry we accuse you of being American.
Yeah, sorry about that. And thanks for the comment. And finally, Merry Crimbo and all that crap. What more can I say? Have a good one. And that's from Insane Star. Thank you very much.
Insane Star. I was hoping she'd crop up this week.
Yeah.
I was hoping. Oh, she's Insane Star.
One of the more popular listeners this year.
She's certainly one of mine. Insane Star, I know that you're more of a goth than a cowgirl. But at Dolly Remixture, which was last night, one of the dancers stayed in her sexy cowgirl outfit all night. She had a cowboy hat on, one of those little white blouses tied up with unbuttoned, and really short Daisy Duke cut off jeans and cowboy boots. I was wondering, Insane Star, whether you got that sort of get up, and if you have, maybe you could email a photograph to punkyradio.com, title your email, have a look at this cowboy.
Nice.
Nothing ventured, Toe. Nothing.
Fair enough. Ask, don't get.
Exactly. Don't ask, don't get is, I believe, the Mansfield equivalent of nothing ventured, nothing gained. Don't ask, don't get.
Well, that's it for podcast, Ali.
Well, I've had a lovely podcast, Ali, Tony. That was great. Yeah. And thank you for all your votes this year. Please do keep them up next year. Even though, as I say, it don't make a lot of odds, really, now. It's an excuse for you to leave us a comment and do us a potential favour at the same time, because it doesn't do any harm if you vote for us. So please do, and thank you. Right, shall we get on the next one?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Tony? As I promised, this is another one from TNS008, the split sampler, available now. You've already heard from one of the bands on it, Sense of Urgency. Now it's time for Standout Riot, who we played on the show before, who we like and our listeners like. And this song is great. And guess what, Tony? It's got a great fucking title. Law and Hors d'oeuvres.
Trigger fingers. We know with all this armor on, there's no way that they can beat us. But if one of them makes one remark or gives me an awkward eye, that's when I'm gonna show them how to use a bat and give a one in the back. Like they're never gonna fall back to the station for the pot in the back. Well done, if it's a terrorist attack. Anyway, then they could have tried out the violence for rather than grenades, but we nipped it in the bud. And we love to use them on the techniques of the court. But in the sign of working on the rise, so we sure get the arsenal is full of protection. We're gonna move on the cracking skull. Take the law into our own hands and do it. Get away. We can't answer.
never in a semaphore before you on the floor. Do you think to yourself, have I crossed the line of duty? And the reason is that one man can't judge a laughing decision on his own. It's been shown that testosterone can't cloud your judgment when you're entering a war zone. Suddenly your mind fills with images of movies, the ones that you saw when you were young and naive. Like I'm Tom McClane, feel no pain. Best thing to do is shut up, follow it up my back. Then I realize I can't see the difference between fiction and reality. Cause that's a fate. Because the reputation of the fight is in jeopardy. We're finances is a makeshift game, gonna keep us afloat. Blame false intelligence that we're shut down our throat. That's under the rock, man is dead. We just slap. We'll take the glory to our own.
That right, Tone. And law and hors d'oeuvre, or as they would say in Mansfield, law and osses doofers.
Yep.
You're listening to the Dead 60s on the Neesons right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds. Tony, what is Standout Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StandoutRiot.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. I bet you thought you were in for trouble at the start of this. Plain sailing from here, my friend. Plain sailing.
Excellent.
Now then, there's one thing I've enjoyed saying to you over the last few years, Tony, mm-hmm. more than anything else, and that is, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations this year. It's been very, we've only had one or two tiny dry spells, but until then, it's been a field of very moist and wet twat. It's been very nice, and I hope to continue it into 2010. So please do email me any nominations you have. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Please do email me. Thank you very
much. And you like a wet twat, Tony, but I do quite like a long one.
Yeah? You're going to be disappointed this week, then?
Oh, well, I think I know what's coming. This band continues to disappoint me.
This is from Steve Cottrell.
Hey, the boy Cotty.
Yeah, the boy Cotty from the Emos. Who is this short and sweet? Well, not sweet really. Short.
He's twat. Short.
Yeah. He says, "I'd like to nominate Paul."
Oh, hold on a minute. Paul. Hold on a minute. Yeah. Hold on a minute. Isn't he the one who looks like the geezer from Ghostbusters 2? Is it Cotty that looks like the geezer from Ghostbusters 2?
What? Vigo.
Yeah. Is it him?
I don't know.
I've got confused now.
I think Mike confused. He's the bassist, isn't he?
Is it? I'm normally confused, Tony. There's certainly someone. In the Emos. Well, actually, there's someone in Ghostbusters 2 who looks like someone in the Emos. I can't remember which one. Oh, I'll find out.
Well, the guy who played the painting, the Vigo the Carpathian.
Yeah.
I'll have to have a look.
You've got so much knowledge.
Vigo the Carpathian. And he says, good old Vigo, I'd like to nominate Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn of Punky Radio for their monumental fuck-up in playing the wrong track on this week's show. They're well truly smacktards. That's Cotty from the Emos. Okay.
Well,
fair point.
It's first time we've ever got one wrong.
No, well, it's not, actually.
Isn't it?
No.
Shit, I thought it was.
But it's never been your fault.
Ah, okay.
I have been responsible for playing the wrong track once before. And students of Punky will undoubtedly tell me what that is by return of post. But I think it's unfair to include you in this week's twattage. Yeah. I'm happy, as I always am with twat, to take it on the chin.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of which,
yeah?
That's what I wanted to say before, yeah. I haven't got a beard anymore.
Really? No.
No. I shaved the sides of it off because I fancied a change. I've touched parts of my chin for the first time in 14 years, which is a bit odd in itself. But I've now got a porn star moustache and a little bit down the middle of it of my chin, making me look, I think, like a rock and roll cavalier, but making certainly what someone said to me when they saw me last night actually look like a bit of a wanker. I'm sticking with it anyway.
And the B stands for Brazilian now then.
It certainly does.
Nice.
I've got a big porn star handlebar moustache going on.
Have you got your Facebook back on now yet?
No, I can't upload photos yet, but they will happen.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and thank you to everyone who sent me Facebook good wishes for the festive season. Unfortunately, I can't reply to any of them because my Facebook is hacked.
Right.
But thank you. So, sorry, as far as I'm concerned for this twat, you can leave yourself out of this one. Okay. It was my doing.
Okay.
Alright.
Are you ready to twat yourself?
I am.
Okay, so...
Don't forget where I'm from, the Homer's Lodge.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, very good.
So, Paul B. Edwards from the Homer's Lodge in the UK...
Is a twat. The thing is, everyone knew that anyway. I've never really pretended to be anything else. Other than being an angry god.
This is true.
Yeah. So, right then, I think that's absolutely fair. And you might be hearing from the Emos in the second half of this show, I'm not sure. In the meantime, it's time for yet another track from That's Not Skanking, TNS 008. They've given us a sample CD, 3 or 4 tracks from each of 3 bands. I think it's only fair that we should give our listeners 1 track from each band so they really do know they want this CD. Does that sound fine?
That sounds fine, yeah.
Also, when I give you the title of the song we're about to play by the wonderful band A War Against Sound, you will realise exactly why I'm calling this show the Great Song Title First Half Special. Right?
Okay.
Let's do the MySpace page now. What is A War Against Sound's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/A War Against Sound.
It is. It's only 3, Point of View Internet 1. And this, and wait for this, is called Pull Your Twos Out Your Pocket, Then Say, Oh, do you mean these?
Yeah.
That was a war against sound, Tony. Now, I'm hoping to play more from them in the future. Actually, you know, we said that before, but Podcast Alley is a very good way to let us know what songs you've enjoyed and what bands you've enjoyed on the show. If you leave them in the comment, then you're much more likely to hear something else by the band in future weeks. Mm. Fair point, isn't it?
Yeah. But,
yeah, now, I've been having a look, Tony, because I've been at a bit of a loose end between Christmas and New Year.
Okay.
And I've been having a look online. And what I've really been looking for is some form of web services provider that can offer me a number of discounts to do with my own podcast. Now, as of yet, I've not found any. But I was wondering, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I still haven't changed this bed, whether you could maybe let me know about any research you've done.
Well, there's the one I know about, which is called GoDaddy.
Oh, sounds good.
Mm. And they are an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And GoDaddy makes it very easy to build your site with their website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders, boom, 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 boom.
And it's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can then secure with an inch standard SSL certificate.
And what is that?
They're cells. And they'll
protect... Your grandma's gone out the window again.
They're cells.
No. What is that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I try and fool you with it every week and I win. I should start deducting points for your internet stuff. Your MySpace
for
thing.
Grammar.
Yeah, for grammar.
I'd never win. Ever.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, good point.
That's why I do it.
But the SSL certificate will protect your customers' utils.
They need protecting.
But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted, or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
In Norwegian, PUNKY8.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate. Oh, baby.
Nice.
Thanks.
Also, there is PUNKY9. That's...
Fucking hell. Oh, sorry. PUNKY9. It's loads of these, aren't there?
Which will give you 30% off all .com domains. There is an additional code, which is PUNKY25. That's...
PUNKY25, and I'm glad the chuckles returned.
I forgot about the chuckles. Which will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So, go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I will, Tony.
Good.
But first of all, I'm going to listen to the master plan.
Like to go to Neo with the master plan. Turn around and come back again.
turn around and coming back again. Southern boy, don't forget about that. Like me down south, way down south.
That's the Master Plan, Tony. They're out on Nicotine Records.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Who are another one of our favourite labels. And thank you, Nicotine, for everything you've sent us this year. I hope you do appreciate that we have tried to play everything we can that you've sent in some capacity or other. That is a song called Long Drive Home, and it's from an album which is called Maximum Respect, right? It's a really good album. It's a good, typical Nicotine release, really, kind of dirty rock and roll sort of number. I like them. I like Nicotine. I like the Master Plan as well. This is a great album. We will be playing more of this in the future. What I want to know is, what is the Master Plan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheMasterPlanBand.
Oh, good idea. No, MySpace.com/TheMasterPlanNYC, New York City. Because they are, of course, from Belgium. No, that is TheMasterPlanNYC, New York City. Do check out the page. And do buy the CD. I'll say this about all the CDs, but if you can, if you've enjoyed the song, get the CD. You won't be disappointed. They have three or four of them. Three of them at least. Take it in turns to be lead vocalist.
Oh, okay.
And the style of music varies a little with the vocal, which leads me to suspect that the vocalists write the songs, which is why they sing those ones. If you see what I mean.
Yeah. They so write it for themselves.
It changes in style a little bit throughout the album, but it never stops rocking and rolling, which for me is the important thing. Now, you are listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. So, listen, I might ask you now, how was your Christmas?
It was good.
How was Deutschland?
Sorry?
How was Deutschland?
Deutschland was very good. Yeah, it was... We had a very stressful time just after recording Punky, because we had a lot of people saying to us, oh, the weather's terrible. Oh, and in Germany, you need winter tyres. If there's any sign of snow or ice on the road, it's a legal requirement. You have to have winter wheels, which I haven't got. So the day before we were due to go, which would be Monday, I was phoning to try and get quotes on getting them fitted. I couldn't get them done in time. We looked at getting a car hire. Meanwhile, it's snowing outside, and Steph's brother's phoning from Germany saying, oh, it's very bad over here, you're getting it's terrible, blah, blah, blah. But we decided to risk it. So we had to drive down to my sister's, who lives in Guildford, who's the closest person I know who lives to Dover.
Yeah.
So we drove out to there on Monday, and again, it's snowing. The radio, this bloke was saying, oh, it's terrible weather. God, I can't. It's only people who are stupid are going out in this weather. And they're ripping down the M1. And we get towards Luton, and then it was just chaos. It's just loads of queuing cars, and the man on the radio, who's this from the Luton radio station, is just saying there's abandoned cars everywhere. People's just getting out of the cars and going home.
It has been really, really bad down here.
Yeah, and it's just been around Luton. It was snowing outside, and all these tales of woe and wig, and all. Steph wants to turn around the car and go home. It's just bad omens. After about an hour of queuing, we got past Luton and fine. Cleared up, absolutely fine weather. Got to my sister's fine. Next morning, drove to Dover, absolutely fine. This beautiful ferry crossing, the sun was out, and just plain sailing all through to Dusseldorf, which is where we stayed on the first night.
Right.
Got there through Belgium, Holland, absolutely fine. Got to Dusseldorf, stayed in the Mercure Hotel, which was nice. Used up some, I've been getting these credit card points,
right,
on that West card. So I got Air Miles, which got us a free ferry trip.
Oh, cool.
And NatWest got us a free hotel room. for the first night. So we've got a semi-posh hotel. We saw Steph and his friend, who she used to know from Dusseldorf, and went out down the town, and lots of beers and drinks. Got back to the hotel room to get some sleep after the long day. Woke up at 5 in the morning with a really strong smell of ammonia in the room.
Right.
So I woke Steph up, and it turns out the minibar had leaked.
Oh god.
The coolant in the minibar. So we had to change room in the middle of the night.
Oh,
and so we didn't get up the next morning until about 11. Then checked out the hotel, complained, and they gave us free parking because I had to park there. So cost us nothing right. So far. But we're knackered.
Yeah.
And then we spent the day in Dusseldorf doing a bit of shopping and walking around, and then got over to Steph's mum's, who lives in Bottrop, which is kind of about half an hour away from
really
Dusseldorf.
I thought it was a condition.
Maybe. And yeah,
I've got absolutely terrible Bottrop. Okay.
Yeah.
Galloping.
Yeah.
I've got galloping Bottrop.
And that was on the 23rd. So then we got there and got to bed, and then the next day was Christmas Eve, and that's when they celebrate Christmas. So that's when we had the nice big family meal and met all the family and uncles and aunties, and yeah, and not a lot of English going on, but it was all very nice.
That's why, Tony, right, that's why they're so good with the towels when they go on holiday. Because they're used to doing things a day early. Because they celebrate Christmas Eve a day early, which means that they don't mind being up at the crack of sparrows to get the towels out on there. That's my only thing.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had a very nice Christmas dinner. Steph's brother cooked for Christmas dinner, and we had a...
What's a German Christmas dinner then? What did you have?
I don't know if it was a typical one, but we had...
McDonald's.
McDonald's and a burger. No, we had a very nice soup to start with, which was a chestnut. They call it a maroon, almost like a maroon chestnut soup.
Right.
Which is very, very nice. And then we had venison.
Oh, excellent.
Of course, which was lovely.
Yeah, I'd be up for that so far.
Really nice.
And then what for dessert? Apple strudel?
Nope, we had ice cream. Ice cream with schnapps.
Oh, very good.
Mm.
That sounds just like a great dinner, mate.
It was fantastic. It was great.
Yeah, I'd have been happy about that.
Yeah. And then we took a bit of England over with us. We bought some Stilton and some crackers and some Christmas crackers to pull it after the meal. So we all sat there in our paper hats reading out crap jokes. A bit of England.
And how were the Germans reading out crap English jokes?
It's good.
Excellent.
It was really good.
I'd have loved to have been there. It sounds brilliant.
Yeah. And then we just chilled there for a couple of days. And then it was Steph's birthday, because she's a Christmas Day baby.
Yeah.
So we went to Cologne with her brother, and we went out to a place playing great music.
I'm sorry to butt in. Is there Christmas Day like our Boxing Day when everything comes back open and everyone goes out then?
Everything's semi shut in the day, but their things got getting open, and no one celebrates Christmas really. Christmas Day, it's just like a holiday.
Yeah, oh, brilliant.
So we went out night and lots of beers and drinks till about 4 a.m. at a bar called Lotta in Cologne, which is great. It was a really nice bar.
I'd have been smashed by then.
Yeah, we were smashed. I was drinking Jägermeister.
You naughty type.
Yeah. And then the day after that was a day of rest, and then the day after that was yesterday. So we drove back up, and we left about 9 in the morning, got here at 10 o'clock last night. Big crash on the M1,
Junction
21, that was closed for about an hour and a half. But,
oh, what a pig.
Yeah, so it was really good. Today has been very much a sit down and relax.
Yeah.
We opened our presents this morning.
That sounds like a great trip, Tony. And
really
does you have any nice presents?
I've got an Ebow. Steph bought me an Ebow for my guitar.
Right. What's an Ebow?
Ebow, like, electronic bow. It vibrates the strings.
Oh, right, okay. I thought it was an emo with a cold. Second class, return to Dottingham, please.
Yeah.
I'm an Ebow.
Very good.
Mate, I reckon that's the best story you've ever told.
Oh, cool.
Information, fun, games, marvellous. Trips, incident, everything. Even foreigners.
Yep.
It had everything. I was expecting you to go, yeah, it was all right, and then me crack on. But I think we'll get on with the next song. That was okay. Brilliant. So I'm cool. Glad you and Steph had a great time.
Yeah.
Next track, I've been trying to play for a couple of weeks. It's by Limousine, and it's their new single. And I will tell you about it now. The reason that we couldn't play it last week was because I hadn't worked out how to get it from the CD to then email to you, because it was a file that is a kind of listen only one, so I had to be a bit sneaky. But I have managed to get it to you, and the reason for that is that this single isn't out until the 8th of March, but we had promised to play it, and it is in the competition that I told you about last week, that I will be sending all of these CDs to Doug when he sends me his email address. It's actually not my fault he hasn't got in the paycheck. Doug, if you're listening, send me your email, your address via email, and you will get this song amongst 35 other CDs in the post at some point. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
It is. It's Tony 4. That's right, isn't it? Tony 4, yeah. Paulie B, Internet 2. That is right, yes. Yes, Tony 4, Paulie B, and Internet 2. You the boss! That's Limousine, you the boss.
Nice.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
Well, it's a joint venture.
Well,
yeah. You're listening to Sam. Oh, God, I missed the Christmas this week. It's after my foul mood of the last month. You're listening to the Cemetery Serpent underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds, Tony. My Christmas, actually, fairly similar to a typical German Christmas.
Okay.
In that I celebrated it on Christmas Eve. Because my brother and my sister-in-law decided that they've got three kids and they knew that Christmas Day would be mayhem and they were having everyone over for Christmas. So they said, why don't you come over a day early and we'll do all the Christmas eating on Christmas Eve and then we'll do present only Christmas Day. And we went, yeah, fucking great. So I went over there, had Christmas lunch with them and they did a cracking job. And the three kids have now christened me Uncle Weird which it's only been a matter of time before it happened, really. But yeah, there was I knew more silly jokes than they did, fancy that. And I could pull weirder faces than they could. And I nearly made Matthew, the youngest one, cry with one of the faces I pulled. And Louis and Olivia immediately went, "Uncle Paul, we're going to call you Uncle Weird." Now, I can't remember. Oh, and so I accused... Olivia, when we opened one of the crackers, she got a spoon in one of the crackers. I got a protractor.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that was one of the things that... I got a small orange protractor, which, by turning it upside down and sticking it over my mouth, looked like a sad face. And then if I turned it upside down, it looked like a happy face. So... that's how I stopped Matthew crying. I went, "Matthew, don't be sad. Be happy. I'm a bit weird. I'm Uncle Weird." She was Kristen's spoon girl. And she said, "Wow, now I've got a spoon. I can do anything that involves a spoon." I went, "That's right. You are spoon girl. Spoon girl. Does whatever a spoon can do." And that's when it all fell apart, when we decided that the only thing she could really do would be help us eat a nice pudding. Right. Which fortunately happened. Christmas Eve night, I went to the Arena Tavern, not far from the Homer's Lodge. So I went to walk somewhere, not worry about cabs and that. Bumped into a load of people I hadn't seen for 15 years, 20 years. Load of really nice people. Load of people that I haven't met before who are associated with people that I do know. One of which was a girl who was going out with this bloke I was having a chat with. And she came and sat down. And she started... There was a little bit of Mansfield in this girl, as will become apparent. I don't think I've ever been there, but I don't know how the conversation got round to anal. But I imagine it was something to do with me.
Yeah.
And when it was mentioned, she just went, "Yep, up the bum, no arm done." Right? And I then fucking pissed myself laughing. She's this tiny little sweet thing, you wouldn't have thought that would come out of at all. And I said, "Oh, well, have you ever been to Mansfield?" And she went, "No." I went, "Right, because there's a woman in Mansfield who had a similar phrase that I'd never heard before, but it didn't have the poetry yours had." She went, "What was it?" I said, "She was a girl called Carla who used to work at Pantsfield 10th Cock." And again, anal was discussed one day. I don't know who brought it up, probably me. And she went, "Up the bum, no babies."
Yeah.
Which is a well-known local expression, isn't it, in Mansfield?
Oh, yeah.
Up the bum, no babies. So, up the bum, it's no fun if you're near the Highlands Lodge. Up the bum, no babies if you're in the heart of Sherwood Forest. No, there you go. So, and then I staggered home about one. A little bit the worse for wear. In freezing snow and horrible conditions, it was about... I know I was wobbling all over the street anyway, but it was iced over and black ice and just horrible. Got in, slept soundly. In fact, I did manage to... I meant to set my alarm for midday for Christmas Day, but because I could hardly see what I was doing, I managed to set it for 1 o'clock. So my mum phoned me up at 1:10 saying, "Where are you? We're supposed to be having dinner." And I went, "Well, I've got an hour." She went, "No, you haven't. You've got -10 minutes. I went, "Oh, what have I done?" So yeah, I got around there in a bit of a rush, which meant I didn't have time to shave round the rocking cavalier look I'd gone for. So he did look a bit more like Billy the Fish when he was an alcoholic. Right, but I had roast beef for dinner with mum and dad. Then we went over to my brother's, where they'd already opened most of their presents. Right, this is brilliant. One of which was table football. Foosball, the baby foot. There are three different ways of saying the same. You know what I'm on about, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and he's a Chelsea fan, so it was a Chelsea table. One team of blue, one team of red. In his head, one team of Chelsea, one team of Man United. He said, "Uncle Paul, Uncle Weird, Uncle Paul, will you come and have a game of table football with me?" I went, "I'd love to." So we went up into his room, and there's his Chelsea table football, full size, and he's there, and I'm there. And he says, "I'm Chelsea." I said, "I understand, I'm not in Forest." He says, "That's Man United." I went, "No, it's not in Forest." Said, "I warn you, we've been on a good run." He said, "Yeah, well, we are top of the league. We are top of the league." Now, he's nearly seven. So I thought the best thing to do was to teach a little fucker a lesson and beat him 10-3. Right, I beat him 10-3. Nice. One of those goals was an own goal. Right, at 9-2, because it only goes up to 9 on the thing, I went, "Yeah, game over." He went, no, we play up to 10. Because you have to reset them. I went, "Okay." And he did get it back to 9-3 with my own goal. and like my dad and my brother by now are watching, half the family are watching, and they go, yeah, the fight back begins, thinking I'm going to let him win. No. As soon as the ball comes back in for the kickoff, I absolutely belted it. No, goal number 10, game over. Yes, Forrest continued the unbeaten run. A little tear in his eye said to me, Merry fucking Christmas. My dad was furious, right? This is when it gets funny. My dad was furious, went, Paul, how can you do that? I went, oh, whoa, there. Mr. Dad, Mr. Beard, when did you stop playing real football with me and my brother? He said, when you were about 11. I said, that's right. When I was about 11, my brother was about 8. And why did you stop playing real football with us? And he went quiet. I said, because we beat you. I said, it was the first time we ever beat you. You taught us to never let anybody win at anything, to try and win it yourself. And that was how you did it. And as soon as we beat you, you never played football with us again. And it's because of that that I have just beaten Louis 10-3. And even if those tears upset him today, one day they will make him as ruthless and hard-hearted as we all, and it will be worth it. And my dad and my brother fell silent. And Louis went, yeah! And everything was forgotten. Yesterday was all right. It never really peaked from that, though. That was the highlight for me, winning at table football against someone who's nearly 7.
Nice.
Yeah, now, I think... Oh, yeah, we'll tell you, but Dolly Remixture was good last night, by the way. And thanks to everyone who came down. Our next show is on the 31st of Jan. I will give you information about that. And my particular thanks to Imagica, who were absolutely fabulous. They're two local dancers. It's more cabaret dancers than burlesque. But over the last year, they've added a bit of burlesque into the dinner, and they stripped out of their bras. Game birds.
Nice.
Absolutely marvellous. And they were dressed as 60 cowgirls, which made me very happy. So, time for song 7. Some controversy about this, Tony.
Really?
Now, as you know, the week before last, we did play what we said was the Emo's Jason Bourne Ready, but it was in fact a track by The Hijacked. So I thought it's only fair, as a direct result of that, that we should play a song by the Emo's this week, but tell everyone it's The Hijacked. Right. Thus restoring some balance in the world.
Okay.
So, this is The Hijacked. And Jason Bourne Ready. Bit, Tony, did I say that we were listening to the sandwich surfers underneath that?
I don't remember. I think so.
I don't think I did either, and that's a terrible mistake of me, because Chip Ugly Shoes from the sandwich surfers has of course given us the word of the week this week, which has come later in the show than I expected. Makes a change, me coming late. This is a direct result of him sending me an email saying, what have I done to piss you off, Jeff? And me sending him an email back saying, what are you talking about? You haven't pissed me off. He then sent me an email saying, sorry, I sent that email to the person. So I sent an email back saying, you twat. To which he sent an email back saying, how dare you? It's not twat, it's squish mitten.
Squish mitten?
Yeah, squish mitten.
Nice.
This word of the week, I reckon you'll be able to call your mum or dad squish mittens and they'll just think it's cute, which is the whole point of Swear Esperanto. You can basically call your dad a vagina and get away with it. And I would like you to prove this by trying it over the next week, if you are listening. I want as many people listening to the show as possible to call their parents squish mittens, and I want your responses by return of email so I can read one to them out next week, because I reckon you'll get away with it. You're not so sure, are you, Tony?
I'm not so sure.
You think adults might consider squish mittens to be a bit rude?
Possibly. Or a bit odd. Away. Or generally, you'll say, what does that mean then?
And you say, oh, it's a mitten that squishes. So I've already thought of a way out of it.
Okay.
I'm going to call my daddy next time. Like, all right, dad, you squish mitten. See how he gets on with that. excuse me. Thank you to the Emos for being so understanding when we messed up your track. You've been one of my favourite bands in the last year, and I'm looking forward possibly to working with you at Strummer Camp. I'm not sure what the lineup is yet, but I'm sure they'll be down there anyway. You're listening to the Mitch Morton Sound Underneath at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Pez this week. I'd like to tell you what I'm doing for New Year. What are you doing for New Year? You're going to Birmingham, aren't you?
We're going to Birmingham up to New Year. Yeah, so we're going to go out tomorrow, 29th, 30th, and then come back on the 31st and just have the night off. So we're kind of celebrating up to it and then stop.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am going to the Dirty Water Club on New Year's Eve to see the Vicars and the Bishops. The Vicars of which we played on the stage. It's not an ecclesiastical thing. In Garage Punk. I'll be staying there until around about 10:30, by which time hopefully I will have interviewed the Vicars for this show. Then I'm going to be heading down to Borough in South London, near to London Bridge, where I'm going to a sci-fi party with Cunty Joe.
Yay!
It's at hers. And I've got a little surprise for them, because my mate, David Whitney, is a terrific stand-up comic. He's also Scottish and plays the bagpipes and gets gigs bagpiping at festive times of the year. And he's playing the bagpipes at some place in Surrey up to midnight. But then he's going to come over to Joe's, where he's going to surprise the people there by strolling up the steps to a flat playing the fucking bagpipes.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah. She knows about it, and I know about it, and he knows about it, but no one else does. It's going to be well funny. It's going to be wicked in the bagpipe style.
Oh, nice one.
Right. What he doesn't know, although he listens to Punky, so the cat's about to be out of the bag. When he strolls in there, playing the bagpipes, everyone's going to go, hooray, the bagpipes. So, how brilliant and traditional. And he's going to look around and see upwards of 80 people dressed in various sci-fi gear. I'm going in my Star Trek outfit. I have a feeling that, I don't know when I heard this last week, but when I try my Star Trek Voyager outfit on, it is a little bit snug. Right? And anyone seeing it is going to say, that Catherine Janeway's let herself go. Although she has got a slightly smaller moustache. So that's going to be New Year. And then on New Year's Day, I'm meeting up with my friend Renee from Iowa, the lady that I think I've spoken about before on the show. Who is at a bit of a loose end news day. Oh, she was the one whose 50th birthday I went to the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, and she's at a loose end news day. She doesn't live far from Joe's. And we're going to go up to the 100 Club to see Johnny Throttle and the Vibrators, where I'll be meeting up with the delicious John Codger.
Oh.
Oh, he's dreamy. Who is, of course, one of the band members of Johnny Throttle, who we have played on the show before. We've played the Vibrators on the show before. I was going to play both bands this week, but I thought I'll play them next week on the show. And hopefully the Vickers as well. So it all kind of ties in with everything that's going on this weekend. You see what I'm doing? You see how we're going to flow into the new year?
Nice. Yeah.
I think so. Now, one person who's going to float into the new year and is also going to be over in England next year, I'm very pleased to say, is an old friend of mine called Simon Dowd. Simon's a stand-up comic who I worked with, God, first of all, in sort of 94, 95, and he moved to the States. We have played one of his songs on the show before. I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was the one about the kids escaping from the burning orphanage. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Vaguely, yeah.
Oh, a burning orphanage. They're dying, they're on fire. This is great, it's mad. Anyway, he's come up with another mad song, which we're going to play out the show with this week because it just fits in really, really well with the festive period, what punk is all about, what he's all about. He now lives in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, and with his missus, who is quite clearly someone who gets involved in the singing with him. I think they have a lot of fun at home, basically. When the sex runs dry, you make silly songs. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right. I'm not. Oh, that sounds bad. I'm just saying, when are you having half an hour off, Simon? Obviously. Right. Just before we play the last track, though, Tony, I was going to ask, have you got any New Year's revolutions? New Year's revolutions, that'd be good. Yes, revolution. I'm going to say Spain. have you got any New Year's resolutions?
There are a couple of things, possibly. One, we're going to move into the city centre, which we've been planning to do that all year, but that should be happening in January, February, so resolve to do that. Yeah. Something else. Fear of flying never got cured.
Right, so
I would like to get that sorted this year.
Yeah, try and cure that this year, right?
Yeah, if I can do.
Right. Well, my New Year's resolution last year was just to try and be a bit less of a cunt, wasn't it?
Hmm.
And I think I did manage that in the whole.
Yeah.
In the whole, I think I did. But it's been a terrible year for me. It really has. It just not personally particularly, but financially it's been a nightmare. And it really got me down running up to Christmas, and I'm kind of over it now and it's all fine with it. But what I thought my New Year's resolution would be for next year would be to get slightly less pissed off when things go wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to try. My New Year's resolution, Tony, is to treat adversity with a smile and a laugh. I'm going to chuckle at pain.
Okay.
So look out, pain. Because there's a chuckle in me coming your way. Right, that's it. I'm going to chuckle at pain.
Okay.
I get a Chinese burn. Ha ha ha. Right? That's how it's going to be. Someone gives me wood. He's all your own cheeky. So like a huge kick in the shin, a huge belt of laughter. That's my 2010, Tony.
That sounds good.
I reckon it'll last about until the first time someone thumps me. Last song this week, Simon Dowd. Simon, thank you so much for sending us this. As soon as I heard it, I wanted it on the show straight away. It's not your usual punky fare. It's something very different. Keep listening. It unfolds into a great number. I'm afraid... Oh, what was the emo's MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheEmos.
It is. That makes it Tony 5, probably being instead 2. I haven't remembered to get Simon Dowd's MySpace, so by default, as it's between Christmas and New Year, I get 3 points. So it's actually ended up Tony 5, probably being the internet at 5, and this is the 12 days of Facebook.
On the first day of Facebook, my best friend sent to me a mafia family. On the second day of Facebook, my best friend sent to me two super pokes and a mafia family. On the third day of Facebook, my best friend sent to me 3 IMs, two super pokes and a mafia family. On the fourth day of Facebook, my best friend sent to me 4 avatars, 3 IMs, 2 super pokes, and a mafia family. On the fifth day of Facebook, my best friend sent to me 5 mutual friends, 4 avatars, 3 IMs, 2 super pokes, and a mafia family. On the sixth day of Facebook, my best friend sent to me 6 creepy postings, by mutual friends. Four avatars, three IMs, two super pokes, and a mafia family. On the seventh day of Facebook, that same friend sent to me more pointless updates, six creepy postings, five mutual friends, four avatars, three IMs, two super pokes, and a mafia family. On the eighth day of Facebook, my so-called friend sent to me eight drunken photos, more pointless updates, six creepy postings, five mutual friends, four avatars, three IMs, two super pokes, and a mafia family. On the ninth day of Facebook, that bastard sent to me one career sinking cause of eight drunken photos, more pointless updates, six creepy postings, five people I'd never ever heard of.
Me neither.
Four avatars, three IMs, two super posts, and a mafia family. On the... Hang on, whoa. Let's skip.
Jump. 11th day.
Yes.
On the 11th day
of Facebook, that idiot sent to me 11 hackers hacking, 10 apps are crashing, my career sinking because of 8 drunken photos, more pointless updates, 6 creepy posting, 5 mutual friends.
Is that Greek for I don't know you?
Four avatars, three IMs, two super pokes,
ouch,
and a mafia family. On the 12th day of crack book, I did this for me. I reset my privacy.
Let's go to MySpace.
Nah, sorry, let's do some tweets.
Simon Dowd, 12 Days of Facebook, absolute quality tone, I'm sure you'll agree.
Mm-hmm.
I've really enjoyed the show this week. I thought it's been really, really good fun. Thank you all so much for listening to it. As I say, there's some things that we want you to do, hopefully in time for next week, but if not, as soon as possible. And that is, can you please, please leave a review for us on iTunes? I know we ask every week, but I'm sure quite a few of you have done around the world, but particularly if you're in the UK or if you're in a small country like Luxembourg, perhaps you could tell all of your friends to leave review for us at iTunes so we become famous, and then all the songs we play make the bands famous and they all get lots of money and everybody's happy. Alright, how do you do that, Tom?
If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our page on the music store, where you can just simply log in and review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews if you are in the UK or the US. If you're not, email them in as well and we'll read them out.
Yeah, thank you. And of course, we want your podcast anecdotes, and we want your MySpace, your comments, your jokes, your poems, everything. You know what they're doing, fine. Now, and also thank you very much to the 3 internet radio stations that have carried us this year. I think we mentioned last week, but we'll say them again. They are Tony,
Pussy Skunk, Wicked Radio, and Roach Radio.
Thank you all so much, and thank you all, lovely listeners. Can't wait to talk to you in the new year. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.